And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. China's banning missionary work. Starting in May, the Communist Party says all religious activity needs government approval. They're calling it national security, but we all know what it is. It's persecution. And here's the kicker. We're still buying most of our medical supplies from China. Scott Meyer, who runs a U.S. glove company, says that our dependence on China's medical imports has increased geometrically since COVID. And Vice President Vance warned about this months ago when he said if China cuts us off, our stockpile would run out in days. So it seems a bit unwise for us to depend on a country actively crushing Christianity for the supplies our hospitals need to function. The CIA just fired Terry Adrium, the official who pushed the military's COVID vaccine mandate. While at the Pentagon, she ordered military doctors to treat emergency-use Pfizer shots as identical to FDA-approved versions. She ignored staff who wanted to let service members wait for the fully approved vaccine. And now, Yale researchers are finding COVID vaccine spike proteins can stick around in the body for years, not days, as we were told. They're calling it post-vaccination syndrome. Brain fog, fatigue, and nerve problems in people who never even had COVID. Yeah, so much for follow the science. In Tennessee, lawmakers are fighting back against abortion by mail. Their new bill would allow families to sue pill distributors for wrongful death. One counselor testified about a client whose boyfriend forced pills into her mouth after buying them online. And another witness easily ordered abortion pills from India and received instructions to hide their use from ER doctors if things went wrong. Oh, this is not healthcare. This is dangerous and it's predatory. Well, Russia banned the Elton John's AIDS Foundation last week. The prosecutor general called out the group for promoting non-traditional relationships and Western values. Russia's Supreme Court already labeled the international LGBT movement as extremist. Meanwhile, Apple is dodging Trump's 104% China tariff by moving iPhone production to India, where they'll make 25 million phones there this year, half of what Americans buy. Imagine if they put that much effort into creating jobs here in America instead of jumping from one foreign factory to another. And a Princeton professor gave a perfect example of the academic bubble last week, where he told NBC that Trump voters chose to destroy the republic because they didn't want to elect a black woman. Apparently, concerns about the border, inflation, and crime just don't factor in. It's all about race. Yeah, maybe the professor should step outside the faculty lounge and actually talk to voters sometime. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.